We're Mesechim Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Rav Yochanan Amar Afi Deyayin Ami Yotzov. Az Rav Yochanan Tami. Da Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abayi Amar Rav Pidas Amar Rav Yochanan. It's damn interesting. Rabbi Elozer Ben Pidas was Rav Yochanan's second Talmud, right? After Reish Lakish died. So Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba Amar Rav Pidas Amar Rav Yochanan. It's logical that that's the Rabbi Pidas who was the father of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. There was another Rabbi Pedas who was the son of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. But okay, so we have a quote like this. Echad shinu yayin, ve'echad shinu makom, ein tzarich levarech. You don't have to make another bracha on the wine. Doesn't matter if you changed wines, doesn't matter if you changed places. The term echad echad needs work. Ordinarily echad echad means they're both number one. Even though ordinarily we have an ordering in Shas, where one is lesser chiddush or whatever, sometimes one is less mefurish in the pasuk, there is an ordering for what it's worth. Echad echad means they're both number one. So Rav Yochanan said, af yideyayin nami yotzo. We said the word af means secondary. Yidei means the handle of. Yayin, nami, also. That's another term of secondary. Yotzo. We discussed the stira in the Gemara and Brachas that the Bach quotes whether yotzo is lechatchil or b'di'evid. So at any rate, Rav Yochanan said those people who daven in shul were yotze their bracha in wine also, yeah, af nami. And we discussed Rav Pesin's question whether when you have two terms for comparison, nami nami, af nami, is that mean it's closer or more distant? It's like, that means it's less like or more like, yeah? Are we stressing the difference or the similarity? Yes, Avi, we together?
No, I'm stuck on this af. The af yideyayin, I mean that the af is that it's not the main finish, but the secondary finish.
Secondary on a secondary level. It's two shitos and tosfos. Af hein ho yubosanes. Is that they're on the same level as men or not? Two shitas in Megillah, when you have the term af, does that mean women are on the same level as men, or they're not on the same level, and a woman could not be motzi a man b'kriyas ha-Megillah? Maybe they're only chayv in shmiyas ha-Megillah, not in kriyas ha-Megillah. So Tosfos brings two shitas, whether af means on the same level or not. We ordinarily assume not.
There's no mashmuz at all of saying that it's even more?
No, I don't think not af, no.
And in Tzorech, didn't we say that maybe that means, usually that means that...
Where are you? Where does it say Ein Tzorech?
Ein Tzorech.
Where does it say No Tzorech?
Amud Beth. Chachin Mekom, Ein Tzorech Nevorech.
Ah, you're there already, yes. Ein No Tzorech, yeah. Is that Lechatchil or B'di'evin?
Right, you said that maybe it could be understood in, I don't know what here, but in another sense that it could be a midas chassidus.
Right, we called the Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gmai.
Here it would be difficult to say then, right?
I don't know. Without Rabbi Kiva Eger, you should wonder, what does Eino Tzarech mean? If you're covered by that bracha, then Eino Yochol, Eino Mevarech, what's Eino Tzarech? Remember, the rule, Rav Pesin said that the Maharal says, I think in his introduction to Yeshayo, any word that you could omit and you don't think you're missing anything, then you don't understand the word.
Rav, that's in Rav Kanpantun's letter.
Ah, in Rav Kanpantun's letter, so that's where it's from, right. Okay, so what's Eino Tzarech? It should say Eino Mevarech. What's Eino Tzarech? So leave Rav Akiva Eger out of it. You already need the definition of Eino Tzarech, right? Okay. Back to our Gemara. Okay, so Rav Yochanan said, "Afi deyayin nami yotzo." Was Rav Yochanan tamid? Am Rav Chanan Barabai? Am Rav Pedas? Am Rav Yochanan? Now we need to define. What does it mean? Azda li ta'ame. We discussed the three definitions of the word ta'am. What does it mean? Azda li ta'ame. So Amar Rav Chanan Barabai? Am Rav Pedas? Am Rav Yochanan? And we discussed the Yerushalmi. That when you have three Amars, that's the maximum. It doesn't necessarily mean there weren't any more in between. If Rav Chanan bar Abaye were, let's say, the son of Abaye, then you'd need a few people to close the gap. But okay, we said, the Yerushalmi says you skip Doros when you a maximum of three Amars. You don't do more than that usually. Echod Shinu Yain, and I think the Ad Malachi brings it. Echod Shinu Yain, Echod Shinu Mokom, Ein Tzarech Livarech. So we have to wonder, when two things are juxtaposed in a quote, we know the Medrash says on the Mishnah in Brachos. Filu nocho amelech shol bishlomo. Filu nocho shkoruch al akevo lo yafsik. So the Medrash Tanhuma and the Medrash Rabbah says a hekish. Why does it compare Malchus to Nachash? You're in the middle of Shemon Esrei. It doesn't matter if a king or a snake is there to stop you. It's telling you Malchus Adoma le Nachash. So the, even though the Yifei Torah there says not a real hekish, you don't do hekeshim torsh about that. But even so, we find that there is such a concept that we do learn that things that are together have something in common. For sure in Halacha Moshe Misinai, but in Halacha Moshe Misinai we apply Yud Gimel Midos. But even in Dinim Drabanan, like here, so the question is, what's the connection? Echad Shinui Yain v'Echad Shinui Makom. Dafka Melech, that's like a Nachash that you're scared of, yeah. So Echad Shinui Yain v'Echad Shinui Makom in Tzarech Levarech. What's the connection between Shinui Yain and Shinui Makom? The Chora Shinui Makom is what we saw already in the Rashbam and Tosus. It's a Hesech Hadas. Shinu yayin al panav is not an issue of Esach Hadas. It's an issue that wasn't your kavana. So the question is, what's the connection, right?
What exactly are you talking about, shinu yayin?
You brought a better wine to the table. Okay, let's see Rashbam. Did you guys learn this yet? Huh?
With the shinu makom.
Yeah.
What they have in common is that both of them weren't included in my machshava in the beginning. However, if I would have a machshava of shinu makom me'atzala. And then it would be also like the wine.
Okay, answer that. What's the continuation? Ein tzarech levarech. You're telling me what would be if it would say tzarech. If it says ein tzarech, so what do you want to say? Both of them mean that my thoughts encompass both? Okay, I hear. Let's see. Rashbam. Okay, we'll start with Rashi. Echot shinu yayin sheheviu lo. I don't know why Rashi says that. Yayin mechavit acheret. Remember that Rashi, heviu lo. Yes, mechavit acheret. Ein tzarich levarech shnia ala yayin. Rashbam. Hochi garsinan, which always should get us focused. Obviously, there's something to worry about here. V'Rebbi Yochanan Omar. Av yedei yayin nami yotzo'u. So again, we go back to our earlier question. When we speak about Osan Bnei Adam, who are we talking about? We're talking about the rest of the community, lichora. Osam nadam shekitchu beisakneses. Says Rabbi Yochanan, they were also yotzei yain. Says the Rashbam, she'ein tzarech lachzul varech al yain shebtoch ha'suda. Sharei lo hisiach daito bitzi osam hi beisakneses, sha'adayin daito lecho v'lishtos bebeiso. You don't have to make a new bracha al yain shebtoch ha'suda. Because there was no Hesech Hadas when you left Shul, because you're still thinking about eating and drinking at home. Okay. Echot shinu yayin. Sheviu lo yayin mechavis acheres. Again, same lashon as Rashi. Now he continues. V'yesh lo ta'am mishune. It's got a different taste. O garua o mishubach. En tzarich levarech sheinit al hayayin. Okay. You don't need to make a new bracha. אבל הטוב והמיטיב מיד מברך אם משובח מן הראשון כדאמרינן בהרועה אמר רב יוסף אמר רבי יוחנן נורס את רבי יוחנן again אף על פי שאמרו שינוי יין אין צריך לברך אבל אומר הטוב והמיטיב ושינוי יין היינו מחווית אחרת כדאמרינן בברכות ירושלמי בפרק כיצד על כל חבית וחבית שהיה פותח, היה מברך עליה, ומה היה מברך עליה, ואמר ויצק בשם ריבי, אומר ברוך הטוב והמיטיב. ואחד שינוי מקום לכל דבר הנאכל, אם אכל ממנו במקום זה וחוזר ואוכל במקום אחר, אין צריך לברך שנייה, וכגון, I don't know what that word means, שלא היה לו עסך הדעת בינתיים.
That he needs to have it originally
as
a
kavana,
but that it's a presumed
kavana. Very nice. No, so what do you say?
I say that he's taking it for granted that it's included in the original kavana.
Well, why do you say it's included in the original Kavanah? Who said it has to be in the original Kavanah?
Because he said that, why would I have thought to, that I would need to make a new bracha if there was Hesech Das?
Hesech Das, the Chorah, is something that happens now.
But which means that it would interrupt the original Kavanah. In order for the Hesech Das, there has to be a Das to be Messiah.
Let's start again. I make a Bor Priya Gafen. You're saying my kavana has to encompass the wine I drink at home?
That it's included by itself. It's already there.
Why is it included?
Well, I see from his wording that when isn't it included is if somehow in the middle you have Hesech Das. But if you wouldn't have Hesech Das, it would be included.
Right.
I see from that that when you make your original bracha, it's going to be included in your bracha, even without you having specific kavanah.
Oh, so that, how do you know?
Because he doesn't specify otherwise.
Yes, before the Rashbam lechol davar hanechal, I would not have agreed with you. I would have said, we're talking about Friday night. Friday night, you know you're going to your meal. So, of course, you have das. That's where you're headed. But when he sticks in echad shinui makom lechol davar hanecha, it sounds like a global din. And there it sounds like you're saying. Which gives us a new direction in kavana of a bracha. Meaning there's a machlokas rishonim. When you make a bracha, what's your stam kavana? I didn't have kavana. I made a bracha. Now what? Did I mean to encompass everything unless specified otherwise? Or did I mean to encompass nothing but this unless otherwise specified? So it's a machlokes, and the chetchila we have kavana for everything, and if we don't, then we assume that it's only that it's everything. Safik brachos laka, we go with that.
That from now on every bracha I make will have kavana.
I don't know. I'm unaware of that being a possibility, but maybe it is. I don't know.
Another question.
But wait. The chozer ve'ochel b'makom acher, you understand to mean the same or not? Ochal mimenu, the chozer ve'ochel. That's the same food? You're eating a bisli in two places?
That's what my question is about to be. When it's echad zeh ve'echad zeh, what about both of them together? If I'm mishanim and makom, I'm going home, I have a different cup of wine, and I'm in a different place.
The pashtus, that's what's happening.
Certainly you have a different cup of wine, no?
That's the case of the Gemara. You're not taking the wine home. Not everyone's the gabbai who brings the grape juice. Yeah, but for him that doesn't help because he doesn't take it when he's at home. No, he doesn't take it because it's shul money. Tough. So we have points to ponder. We should really finish the sugya.
So that would make this mean. So that's the why it's shefiul law. If we're saying that the global kavana for anything that could be, then it has to be shefiul law. Otherwise, it would have been encompassed in this bracha.
Thank you very much. You heard? Very good. This is going to have a lot of halachic relevance. That heviul law. Meaning throughout the Masech Teviu Lo is because it's Pesach, so you're a Ben Melech, but here it's a different Heviu Lo. Here the Heviu Lo is Mashma, and here we're going to, okay, one day when we learn La Halacha, we're going to have to explore what's encompassed by your Bor Priya Gafen. You have 5 bottles of wine on the table, you knew you were going to drink them. So the most Rishon, a lot of Rishon Mold, you can't make a Tova Meitiv on that. That was right here when he made your Bor Priya Gafen. That's why we Lechatchila don't have it on the table. We say if it was on the table, don't make a tova meitiv.
Melamed says even with it on the table, he's the only one that I've seen from the more recent days.
Okay.
To bring it into the show, that and he quotes all the others, but he says regardless, I'm not going to get trying to remember what the svar is, because I'm going to get it wrong. But he brings the svar first.
Okay. Okay. Now we see some mekoros by the way. Okay. Says the Gemara Meisive. What does Meisive mean? Okay, homework. What does Meisive mean? Shinui Mokoim Tzarch Levarch. Shinui Yain Ein Tzarch Levarch. Tiuvta Rav Yochanan. Says the Gemara, yes, you have my approval. Tiuvta. Okay. Okay. To be continued.